stay where you are. A little more about this building and how it got here. First, the money. Okinawa Prefecture set out a rule for spending the donations. The work funded should be work that draws on traditional skills held and passed down within Okinawa. So the money was not used to plug gaps in the budget. It went to the parts that Okinawan craftspeople would make with their hands. Which means the donations turned into things you can count. 105 foundation stones, the blocks the pillars stand on. 3 dragon ornaments for the roof ridge, with their bodies. 4 rigen tiles. And 3 tablets. A tablet here means a framed board hung on the building. 3 of them hung on the upper floor of the hall that burned. Each one is about 3.5 meters by 1.5. That is far larger than ordinary lacquerware, so a shared workshop was built inside the castle park to make them. As the design work went on, it became clear that these tablets differed from the previous reconstruction in important ways. The frames turned out to be wood carvings. Some of the timber in them was chigi, the tree the Ryukyuans built with. So a decision was recorded. Of the 3 tablets, finish one by the time the hall itself is finished. The other 2 carry on being made after that. Now, the timber. In the 1992 reconstruction, the pillars were Taiwanese cypress. It stood in for chagi, and for the Okinawan oak, the trees thought to have been used here in the kingdom's time. For this rebuilding, the government's program document put it plainly. Using chagai and Okinawan oak would be desirable, but these species are scarce, and obtaining timber in quantity is difficult. So the pillars would be Japanese cypress instead. That was not the end of it. The inner walls and the outer fittings were meant to be chagi. The required quantity could not be secured, and they were changed to a related cypress from the north of Japan. Then that timber proved hard to obtain in wide and long pieces. So the thresholds and the treads of the stairs were changed again from the northern cypress back to Japanese cypress. 2 rounds of substitution, both written down in the public record. Where the wood came from is published as well. The cypress came from Nara and Mie, the northern cypress from Aomori, cedar from Kumamoto and Nara, chagi from Nagasaki and elsewhere in Kyushu, camphor from Saitama. The timber for an Okinawan castle was gathered from mountains the length of mainland Japan. Okinawan wood is here too. In the autumn of 2022, an Okinawan oak was brought down from Kunigami, the village at the north end of this island, and hauled to the castle in a timber-pulling ceremony. On the 3rd of November that year, at the groundbreaking, that same log took the first cut of the chisel. The foundation stones under this building came from Yonaguni, the westernmost island in Japan. The assembly itself is recorded by date. July 2023, the foundation stones arrive. On the 4th of September, the first pillar goes up, cypress from Nara. On the 25th of December, the frame is complete, the timber used came to 513 pieces, gathered from 22 prefectures. 6,000 workers, counted across all their days, had a hand in raising it. The following May, the ridge beam went up. Around 6,500 people came to an event to see the hall, while the wood was still bare and unpainted. In July, the tiling began. And on the 30th of October, 2025, the temporary roof over the site came down. The shelter that had covered the work while it was unfinished was removed, and the building you are looking at appeared. One last thing. The fund that collected those donations closed to new giving in March of 2022. The fund created in its place is called the Shuri Castle Future Fund. It does not pay for building. It pays for training people. The temple carpenters, the joiners who work on traditional buildings, the carvers who make the ornament, and for the historic character of old Shuri. A fund for putting up a building became a fund for keeping the people who can put one up.